I like to think that Washington State saved my life once. When I went down to Washington State when I was 16 with a friend of mine, his dad drove, and we went into the natural, I don't know what it was called, a natural history zoo or museum. It was in a room, and they had in there, I can't even remember what building it was, a science building. They had in there a live rattlesnake. And as I went close to the rattlesnake, it rattled. It was raised up and it rattled. I had always rattle. I had thought of a baby rattle, you know, chicka, 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 like a baby rattle. A rattlesnake is an electric buzz, and the buzz is like that, and it will scare you, even though there's an inch of glass between you and him. Anyway, that following summer, I was out at my dad's ranch picking rye. He had, 2 years before, planted rye in a field that was now wheat, and my little brother and I had to go out and pick the rye. Every 15 steps, you'd pull a rye plant, which was a foot higher than the wheat, so your wheat wouldn't be downgraded at the elevator. Anyway, I'm walking along, and I've got these Keds on, black and white sneakers, and I hear that sound from between my ankles. And I don't mean metaphorically between my ankles. I mean there was this... And I looked down, and there was a coiled rattlesnake between my feet. And I leaped like Bob Beamon. Bob Beamon had the long jump record for 20 years. No, he didn't. I did. I jumped 35 feet. And I instantly knew at the base of my brain what that was, because I'd been to Washington State and heard that sound a half year before. That's how WCU saved my life. And I mean literally.